The Nevada Department of Agriculture decided last month to sell 3,000 wild horses in northern Nevada to private owners. And now, wild horse advocacy groups are calling upon Governor Brian Sandoval to reverse the decision. Reno Public Radio's Bree Zender reports.
In October, the state ended a contract with the American Wild Horse Campaign, who provided birth control to monitor the population of the Virginia range horses. Louise Martin from the AHC says she's been protesting in the street in front of the Capitol building 6 times since this sale was up for proposal. She says new ownership of the horses could put them at risk for slaughter.
I mean, it's a real possibility. We love the horses, and I just can't even imagine ripping them from the range.
Paul Anderson chairs the Board of Agriculture. He said in a statement this week, the sale will allow the new owners to directly manage the horses, working with the local government and private citizens according to the needs of the horses. A sale to a specific organization has not been disclosed yet. Governor Brian Sandoval's office did not respond to requests for comment. The American Horse Campaign plans to hold a candlelight vigil for the horses this weekend in front of the Capitol. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News,